couple of weeks ago, I told the story I much love, the story about a boy, a turkey. And I promised at that time I would tell the story again in English. And yes, I keep it promise, I will tell it today. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there were two people, a father and a mother, sitting at the breakfast table and waiting for her son to come down the stairs. You know why? Because it was his birthday today. So at a very special breakfast, they had presents. They were just... Then he came down and he saw him coming down the stairs and he started to sing happy birthday. Okay, it was a little out of tune, but at least this... What is this boy doing? He was standing there, watching his parents. And then he told them, "Daddy, Mommy, today is my sixth birthday, but today I won't be any longer your son. You know why? Because I'm a turkey." And then he came down, he took off all his clothes, he was naked as the moment he got born, and he would just went down a little bit through his knees and he raised his elbows and he looked aside and said, because he had an impression that Turkish would stand that way, and then he started screaming, "Tempe!" Because he thought that was the sound of a real turkey. And his father watched him and said, "Well, come here. Don't do so silly. Sit down, it's your birthday, here are your presents and your breakfast." And his mum watched him and she said, "Oh my boy, please take care. No, 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 it's no problem. Just come down, sit there, have some presents. It's a real beautiful birthday today." But the boy didn't listen. Whatever his parents were doing, could become angry, he could do very nice, sweeting, seducing. Nothing worked. Even at the moment that his father, his mum left the room, he took the table, turned it upside down, and started eating from the floor, because turkeys never eat from a table. They always eat from the floor. And you can imagine, this was a really big shock for the parents. Because on the next day, and the day after the next day, and the whole week, and the week after the whole week, this boy never changed back again into a boy. So they asked for a doctor, they asked for a professor, they asked for people, everyone who should know anything about raising a child, raising a boy, being a boy. And they came in a long row and they tried to cure this turkey boy. But he couldn't. What he only wanted to do is at night, sleeping next to the table, eating from the floor, swinging with his arms as wings, and screaming, "Tempe!" Because turkeys say tempe. That's what he thought. So, what can you do as parents? Even the professionals, even the scientists, the doctors and whatever couldn't help him. The father proud man sent out messengers into the world and assigned them to look for a really professional who could cure, could help, could turn his boy back into a boy. After a couple of days, there was a wise man knocking on the door. But as far as I know, it was a rabbi. Maybe it wasn't, but I call him rabbi. And he came in and he listened to their stories and he told them, yes, no problem. I can help this boy and I can help you as well. What you have to do is trust me. You have to trust me. And that means I come to this house and I'm gonna live with this boy as long as needed to be. And you get to leave the house, shut the door behind you, and wait till we are finished. Well, it's not easy, as parents. It's not easy to let go of the responsibility. To leave what has to be done by a stranger. But if you don't know, when you are just desperate, you do it. So the father and the mother left the house, locked the door, and waited. And this rabbi? Oh, I can tell you. He went into the house, into the dining room, saw the young boy sleeping next to the overturned table, and he took off all his clothes till he was naked at the day he was born. And he just lowered his body through the knees. And he raised his arms as wings. And then he shouted as hard as he could, Tempe! The boy woke up, looked at the rabbi, was amazed. Finally, there was another turkey in the house. I had a friend, he had a friend. So he answered a little bit reluctantly, a little bit not sure. Tempe? And the rabbi answered again, yes, Tempe! And then they were friends. And they had a very good time all day. At the end of the day, when the sun went down, they fell asleep under the table. Because if you want to sleep safe and well, you need a roof. So he turned the table again and he went to sleep. Cozy, friendly, snuffy. Sleeping and snoring and dreaming. And the boy, he was happy. So when he woke up the next morning, his first thought, oh, where's the rabbi? Where's my friend? Where's my friend? What about the other turkey? So we can play again. There was no turkey around. And at that moment, the door opened. Rabbi came in, the turkey friend, and he said, good morning. And the little boy was flabbergasted. No, that does sound the turkey's mic. He asked, Tempe? And the rabbi answered, Tempe, but I tell you, it is possible. It's not a problem when a turkey says Tempe, and a turkey speaks a human language. And again, he had a very, very good day. They enjoyed themselves. They played game. They talked a little. No, they talked much about almost everything. And then they went to sleep beneath the table. And the next morning, the little boy, the turkey boy, almost didn't dare to open his eyes. Where should his friend be? He wasn't there. He was alone. And he was so disappointed. But then, the door opened again. The rabbit came in. Ba 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 ba. He was wearing trousers. And the young man watched his big friend with big eyes. You. Yeah, said the rabbi. Yeah, that's no problem. That's no problem. It's still possible being a turkey and wearing trousers. Why not? And so it went the third day. The boy woke up, the rabbi came in, and something else was changing. And the boy learned to wear clothes, trousers and jackets. And he learned to eat from the table using knives and spoons and forks, all kinds of cutlery. He even learned to reflect on his own being as a turkey, as a boy, as a son, as a friend of the rabbi. I guess it took, let's say, 7 days. And then the rabbi opened the door, unlocked the outer door. And the parents were already standing there, waiting there, hoping to see his son again. And said, well, parents, I promised you, I could and I would help your son and you. And I, yes, we, your son and I, we succeeded. Here is your son again. And the father and the mother tried to rush forward. No, said the rabbi. Wait. Before you can hug your son again, take him in your arms, accept him as your son, you have to realize, you have to accept that it's so possible that your son is also a turkey. I let you pass if you accept that he can be both a turkey and a boy. And then he stepped aside. And the parents looked at each other and they knew they had made up their mind.